Hi, this is Robin Wall. One lesson that I have learned in my life is to listen to the words of Galatians 6:9. It is a verse that applies to my life and yours in so many ways. It's the lesson of not giving up. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." As a mother of three young children, many times I have become weary in trying to take care of my kids and do what's right and good for them. I sometimes just wish God would get on my timetable and let me see the results of my hard work. But seeing the results is not up to me. I'm learning to trust God with the results and just commit to doing the right thing. It's not always the easiest path. I've learned that doing good is really hard. I would love to have quick results to all the problems that I face, but the reality is, sometimes God's timing is not mine. It takes longer than I think it will. However, I can truly rest in knowing that God's plans are better than my plans. He knows what He is doing. His timetable is always best. Did you know that we can pray for God to help us have patient attitudes? He will give us the strength to make it through any situation, whatever struggle you are facing. The lesson is clear. Don't give up. The Bible promises that blessings come when we do what is right and don't give up. God knows the perfect timing and has the perfect plan. I believe God wants to speak to your heart today and encourage you to keep on doing what is right and good. In my life right now, I'm learning to trust God for His perfect timing in bringing something to pass that I'm praying for consistently. I have a neighbor that doesn't know Jesus in a personal way. She and her boyfriend are good, kind people that are living life without the amazing grace of God. I am praying with all my heart that God will use me in my neighbor's life to show her the love of Jesus and to help her to ask Jesus into her heart. What an awesome blessing that will be someday. I'm longing for that. It would change her life and her eternity. And then, who knows, God could start an avalanche of harvest in her life. Her boyfriend may decide to follow Christ too, and their children could learn about Jesus and give Him their hearts someday. God may use my husband and me to lead them to commit to each other and get married someday. The amazing possibilities are all there because of Jesus. I must be faithful to do what Galatians 6:9 says. I need to continue to do good for my neighbor and build a trusting friendship without judgment. And God promises in this verse that He will bring the harvest at just the right time if I do not give up. I know that I may not be the one to get to see the fruit of my neighbor coming to Christ, but I will faithfully plant the seed regardless. Matthew 9:38 says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into His harvest field." Is there someone in your life today that God is putting on your heart? Who is the lost soul you are praying to bring to Christ? I want to encourage you today to ask God to show you the person in your life whom God wants you to gently and patiently lead to Jesus. God can use you and me to bring about His awesome kingdom work. What a beautiful thought that we get to be a part of what He's doing. Today, remember that the Bible promises that you will reap a harvest in God's perfect timing. So don't give up. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9.